Race four today is the Bobby Lewis Quality, field of 12 to go here. Looks a top race and the return of the Newmarket handicap winner, Red Kirk Warrior. He's no doubt the favourite, Nick Quinn.
He is the favourite. He's been a slight drifter, 320 out to 340. One bet yesterday of 10,000 on him. Going down the field, Lucky Hustler, 13. Scales of Justice, 8. Voodoo Lad, 420 out from 390. Burning Front, 21. Japanese Mate, 11. Saracino, 26. Seville Road, 18. Sosie Bond, 10. Inder, 550, has been the best backed runner. Attention, 19. Lizard Island, 81. Land of Plenty, 34.
Okay, Dean, and the run up the straight here, who makes the play?
Yeah, Greg, I'm thinking that the speed's probably drawn across the map a bit to the inside likes of Attention and Red Kirk Warrior won't be that far away. And I thought Saracino with the blinkers first time, and he did race prominently when he won the Danehill last year. I don't think he'll be that far away as well. So, yeah, I think it'll be a bit of a straight race, typical of a building speed, but I think they're the three most likely to be prominent.
Big money for Sosie Bond there, as Nick said, into $5.50. The extra 100 metres put him in with the chance?
Does, yeah, and he's well weighted as opposed to his last run. Not probably on the scale. It's a 101 rating minimum. And he's a 95 rater, but he's going very well. I'm still going with the Newmarket Quinella, the Red Kirk Warrior and Voodoo Lad. Red Kirk Warrior is just such a good sprinter, and he's obviously proven down the straight. Voodoo Lad's come up well. His first up win was good, and he looked as though he had a fair bit of improvement in him at Caulfield. So I'm expecting a big run from him. Sosie Bond, it's hard to ignore the two runs this time. It's hard to ignore the straight track runs. He's been very effective down the straight. And interested in Savile Row here. He sort of has a similar sort of profile to Varchi, who ran second in this race last year for Mike Moroney, a middle-distance horse kicking off in a sprint race off some good trials. I think with 53, he's a bit of a chance first up, but the race doesn't end there. I'm giving him certainly a chance to Scales of Justice as well, and even Japanese on a dry track, so it's a terrific sprint field. My number's 3, 4, 9 and 8.
3, 4, 9 and 8. Yeah, Mike Moroney on Racing Pulse during the week was saying, be prepared, this horse will run a much better race than a lot of people might think. Warren Voodoo Lad, up the straight, I don't know, I think he's a little bit better around a turn. He just tends to over race a bit, but he's still a winning chance today.
He's drawn to settle in behind. I think that's the key. If he can just, Damien Lane can just get him to relax in behind the speed. He looked terrific first up, and he won well, and with that physical improvement and fitness improvement. Now, I'm giving him a terrific chance here, and I'm going to put him on top in a race where I think there's four or five chances. I can't believe I'm leaving Scales of Justice out of the places. I'm going to go with Voodoo Lad, because just if he settles well enough, he's got that really good turn of foot at the end. And he's run well down the straight before, but he is effective round a bend, as you referenced, Greg. I think Savile Row's the one that's over the odds. His two jump outs since arriving from New Zealand have been terrific, and he's a quality horse. And because of what he's achieved and not that Group 1 win in New Zealand, where arguably he's been a little bit unlucky, he's down on a lightweight here first up. I'm sure he'll run well. The nose roll goes off and the winkers go on. Red Kirk Warriors just proven down the straight. He's a quality horse. Tempo of the Newmarket may have suited him to control it, but he might get a similar tactics here. He's obviously, his rating's gone up, but he's a quality galloper, and Sosa Bond's just been an eye-catcher and was storming late last start and just kept fresh, whether he's looking for a little bit further than 1,200 metres, but he stormed home down the straight before. And I think in recent weeks, Robbie Lang's kept him fresh for these types of races, and then perhaps onto the Rupert Clark and the Toorak. Great race, 4, 8, 3 and 9.
It is a great race. You're similar numbers to Dino, 4, 8, 3 and 9. I've left Scales of Justice out as well, Matt, but listening to Lindsay this morning, they've changed up his training, changed him completely to get some sprint into his legs.
Yeah.
He might run a good race.
And there's a dash of mad genius in Lindsay. Don't worry about that. So if he wants to achieve something, a little bit of a wild card result, he's certainly got the imagination to do it. I'm going with a really simple mentality here. Every time I try and convinced David Hayes that Vega Magic is his best horse, he keeps saying Red Kirk Warrior's just as good. Don't worry about that. They're very similar. Similar styles, similar, similar powerhouse on-pace sprinters. And this is a pretty simple scenario again for Red Kirk Warrior. As David explained to you about Sydney, just put a line through that with the wet tracks and so on. And the Newmarket win was just massive. And I just reckon if you put Vega Magic in this race, he'd go around $1.80 and not canter up, but he'd win well. And I just expecting similar from Red Kirk Warrior here. And we've seen it before from him. So I think he's close to a good thing, Red Kirk Warrior. 3 on top for me. Sosie Bond has just become a really serious horse. The penny's dropped. Everything's happened, the maturity. And and so on. And I keep thinking that I want to be on him at a mile somewhere. And, you know, I'm thinking of a Turax or even a Vic Health Cup before that. But he's just become such a good horse, and he really lets down, and he's going to sprint home hard. Voodoo Lad will sprint home hard. And Japanese, this might be the last roll of the dice for him, but he gets the drier track and he gets a preferred course here. He goes well up the straight, so maybe one last crack at the big time for Japanese, but I think he might be a good... What price is he, Nicholas?
$2.40. Well, $3.40, rather.
This is part of a gigantic parlay for me, and I'm pretty happy here. Three on top from 9, 4, and 6.
I like the way you're thinking there.
Gigantic parlay day, Greg.
I like the sound of that. I love the parlays. I'm with Redkirk Warrior as well to beat Voodoo Lad, Sosibon, and at huge odds, I reckon Land of Plenty back up the straight. Let him get beaten in the trifectas for your tricks here. So I'm 3, 4, 9, and 12.